And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church.
Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Look over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." So let me ask you this question. Where's your confidence? So if I said, and I believe, that our hope gets birthed out of the Word of God, and then faith is believing that God wants us to have that, our confidence comes from, again, believing God wants us to have this. I'm asking this according to his will. Can you know the will of God? How do you learn what the will of God is? It is written. Now, let me ask you, can God want something for your life and you never walk in it? How does that happen? We don't meditate the Word of God. We don't observe to do all that is written therein, right? Now, what does that mean? That means that we start to paint this picture in our heart with the Word of God, and we start to speak what agrees with God's Word, not with the reports, not with, you know, sometimes people will say things, and when they say things, they don't really want what they're saying. They're just being the prophet of their own lives. Your words are you being the prophet of your own life. Your words are drawing your roadmap to where you're going to go. And then people will say things like, "Well, I don't really want that, and it'll be great if it happens this other way, but, well, that's where your expectation is. Your expectation is for it to go south." Why is it that everybody's heart skips a beat when their phone rings at 2:00 in the morning? The expectation, bad news. We have to change our expectation. Yes. Maybe you have a long-lost relative over in Europe who doesn't remember that there's a time difference, and they're calling to tell you that they're giving you money. Now, please don't buy into the, like, scams. But why can't we expect it to be something good? Or it's just a wrong number. Why does it have to be something bad? Why do we make comments, "Oh, well, I knew it was going to happen that way. I didn't want to get my hopes up." Okay, jump back over there to Hebrews 11:1 for me, please. "I don't want to get my hopes up." Not a word Christians should ever mutter. This is why. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you can't get your hopes up, then faith is going to produce what's down. I'm not picking on you. I love you with all my heart. We can't sit there and say, "I can't afford to get my hopes up because I don't want them to get crushed." Your expectation is for your hopes to get crushed. Your faith is working for crushing your hope. I love you. We have to get our hopes up, founded on the Word of God, because we know that God cannot lie. He is not a liar. He cannot lie. God cannot lie, and he said all of the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God. All of the promises. So we didn't get started in my message, but if we had, I would have demonstrated you some basics where it comes to health, peace, finances, the soul, protection. You want to take an extra minute?
Yes.
Okay. So since most of you are sitting on your couch, I don't have to feel so bad, right? You're going to hang out with me for a little while longer? Okay. So let's look at health, because health is a really good place to look at. 3 John verse 2. So 3 John is just one chapter. And verse 2 says this. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So remember when we said that when we receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your mind starts to agree with what God says. That's how it prospers. Your mind prospers when it starts to believe God's word is true, that he cannot lie, that if he wants it, then I'm going to have this. Wow. Because he already paid for it with the shed blood of Jesus. So he says, "I pray that you may prosper in all things." So he's not limiting this to health. He's saying all things, that you will prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers. To the same measure that your soul is prospering, I expect you to walk in divine health. I expect you to have prosperity in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, as your soul prospers. How do we get our soul to prosper? We renew our mind. Amen? 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself, who did this? Who himself, Jesus himself, bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By his stripes, by whose stripes? By his stripes, you were healed. So am I trying to get healed? No, the devil's trying to steal my health. Let's just keep this straight. It is not God withholding from me. It is the devil trying to steal what was already provided. I have it, it belongs to me, and the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came that I would have life and have it more abundantly, to the full till it overflows. Psalm 107, verse 20. Now, can we agree that according to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, that Jesus is the Word made flesh? Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Should we be building an expectation? God wants us healed. So now we're going to have hope for health. Amen? Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, which is what 1 Peter 2:24 is quoting. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. This goes even so much further than physical health. This is mental health. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was bruised for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So we are healed, but then Peter looks back at the cross and says, we were healed. Amen? So we have an expectation that when the Messiah came, he came so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And one of the things that he did was he paid for sickness. He took sickness in his own body on that tree so that we could have divine health and walk in divine health every day of our life. And we shortcut that sometimes, don't we? I look around. Most of us have eyeglasses on, right? Jill was asking me about this a couple weeks ago. She's like, how is it that we all believe in divine health and we're all walking around with eyeglasses? Because we accept it. We accept it. Oh, well, that's not that big of a deal. Well, he cares about a hangnail. He cares about the smallest details of our lives. We should care about that too. But we have to lay hold of it, don't we? And that means consistently constant. Proverbs chapter 3, 1 and 2. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. My son, don't forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add unto you. Let's look at this in the Amplified. My son, forget not my law or teaching, But let your heart keep my word, keep my commandments. For length of days, that's an important one for me. When we're not in the midst of all this, the world shut down thing, I need length in my days. And length of years of a life worth living. Listen, surviving is not living. We should have a life worth living. Not just wake up, go to bed, wake up, go to bed, wake up, go to bed. I'm talking about a life worth living. That's what flows out of the Word of God, is a life worth living. And tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing through old age until death. How long should you have tranquility? Till you go home to be with Jesus. There should be no absence of peace in our lives up until the day that we say, Lord, I'm ready to go home. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.